You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Swag.
Welcome to the mystical, magical land of Nodum. Here in Nodum, you will find many a wondrous thing. Tiny goblins who steal everything out of your pockets, as well as ancient giants who also steal everything out of your pocket. I guess everybody just kind of mugs you here.
It's a land of thieves.
Yes, a land of thieves. Welcome. Well, welcome everybody to the land of thieves. Yes. This is No Dumb Idea. I'm Gym Leader Nate, going to be your main, what's a good word? Ringmaster for today?
And I'm Dollar. I was pickpocketing Gym Leader Nate.
Oh no! Oh, all of my giant condoms for my Magnum dong.
No. Don't lie. These are small. The wrapping's just big. The condoms are small inside.
I may have just written Magnum on some like really small condoms. You got me. Okay.
This is Gibbledang here, but that'd be a really good bit where you pull out, like, a really large condom, but the text just says, like, extra small condom. And, like, you see the rib, and it's just, like, a button.
Yeah, it's, like, tiny as hell.
Shit. Like, they just really don't believe in waste at this company, and they just make the packages huge.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, it's for...
Or they really do believe in waste.
It's the trick people, you know? The trick someone, take someone home, you know?
Yeah.
Oh no! Yeah. I dropped my big
you have
record.
You have to unfold it.
It's like two handed
record.
You have to two hand rip it. Open.
I was whoa! You guys are getting way. You're thinking way bigger than what I was thinking. God damn!
Oh yeah, I'm thinking like the size of those checks they give out from Publishers Clearing House.
Oh god, I'm not even that big.
Jesus Christ. I think before she sees that it's like extra small condom, she'd be like, "I gotta go."
Yeah, I think that would still be concerning. Whoever,
she'd be like,
"I think you're gonna need an ambulance after this."
Yeah.
Actually, no. It'd be like you would pass out before anything happens.
Oh, because all the blood.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
All the blood just rushing
hard on, and then I'm just like, pass out.
Then you fall asleep on it like
mugged because she was a goblin. Goblin D's nuts.
Speaking of goblins.
Speaking of goblins, today we're going to be talking about fantasy. Fantasy as a genre, as a world building framework. And, you know, because in my life, fantasy has always been, you know, a source of comfort for me. From the time that I was a kid, I was uncomfortable with reality and much preferred magical lands of make-believe, both that were presented to me and in my own head.
I imagine you slept on a big text of like Lord of the Rings, like as a bed. That's your
absolutely.
The comfort of it, you know?
I would keep the Dragonology book just kind of like perched on my chest to protect me from the demons.
Ooh, that's smart.
Perched like a dragon.
Yeah.
Perched like a dragon. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, right off the bat, you know, that's whenever we talk about a new topic, I'm always most interested in like the things that like stuck with us throughout our formative years, you know, as we stepped into the realm of fictional media. And for me, like, you know, Dragonology, anything dragon related, I was on that shit like flies on shit.
Dragon Tales? Was that your jam?
Oh, okay. So Dragon Tales, I was a little bit. Here's the thing. Even though I was kind of too old for Dragon Tales by the time I discovered its existence,
mm-hmm. yesterday,
I still would watch. Yeah, I still watched it. At the time, my stepbrother was watching it, and so I would just park myself in the living room and like draw on something and watch Dragon Tales with him because I was like, you know what, fire.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what were their fucking names? Like Weezy and Zack and Weezy, the two-headed dragons. They were sick.
You say Mimi?
That's a Pinky.
Oh, Pinky.
Pinky?
I don't think it was that her name? It was something though.
I think there's a Pinky.
There's a pink girl.
Harpo.
Laboo-boo? Anyways.
Oh, I think there's a Harpo.
Yeah, there's a Groucho, Harpo, Larry Curly,
Ringo,
Abbott.
Oh, yeah, there's two Ringos. I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, Ringo the Dragon.
The two-headed oof, Ringo. Oof.
You know, I'm also Ringo.
We're just a bunch of Ringos here.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, what about y'all? What type of fantasy worlds really stuck out to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, growing up, I think first, definitely something very formative, even in, like, the stories that I want to tell, like, even aesthetically. Labyrinth. Mm. Anything, really. Jim Henson. I loved Labyrinth growing up. In turn, that made me love, like, goblins and David Bowie's music and, you know. Yeah, that's always been super formative. After that, there was, what is it, Legend? Mm-hmm. With, it's Ridley Scott's, like, first or second movie, I think?
It's, like, second.
Yeah, that one has Tom Cruise and Tim Curry.
About that one, I still have never seen. Really good. I need to watch it.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good. It's also got goblins.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really fun. I love the dark fantasy kind of genre, and then you know, like growing up, it might have pivoted towards sci-fi fantasy. You got your Star Warses, and then I don't know how far it leans, but like, you know, like I always say, I love Mega Man, and I don't know, that's just like, I don't know if it's just that straight up science fiction, how much fantasy is in that, yeah. You know?
Those two question. Genres are pretty, like, connected in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, the longer I live, the more I become convinced that sci-fi is just a sub-genre of fantasy.
I mean, sci-fi fantasy, yeah, they're always yeah, connected.
Exactly. And now I love D&D. I love the classic D&D world. That's something that I recently got into. And yeah, no, I love it. I love creatures, I love little ghouls, I think in a point where things have become oversaturated in media, like heroes and shit like that, it's nice to just go back to creatures and things that aren't so, I guess, tied to an IP. Like, I know I said Dungeons and Dragons, but within that, it's just a bunch of dragons and ghouls and goblins.
That's not really... There's the holders. There's, I mean, I guess there are characters in D&D that are, like, recognizable, but they're not as... Mm-hmm. popular as
enemies
just, yeah just make up your own.
It's also the appeal of the of like things that are based off of old enough mythology and lore, like from various cultures, that they've become kind of ubiquitous, so like they don't, you know, the concept of a ghost, you know, is so pervasive in everything that like that using that as something in fantasy is like so easy to like digest for somebody who's wants something fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's like the concept of a zombie. It doesn't really matter what world you're in, you know how zombies essentially function.
Yeah, there's some changes here and there and like, you know, gimmicks with them, but
they name them something else in this one. Yeah. Oh, now they're walkers.
I hate
now
that
they're
trope.
Screamers.
I hate that.
Now they're shamblers.
They're scramblers.
I fucking hate. It's now like
we got bramblers.
I always hate that in the media for zombies, at least.
Yeah, I would just, I really would love a good zombie media that took place in a world where zombies already existed as a legend. I thought that'd mm-hmm. be, I think that'd be fun if like someone was like, huh, zombie, that's a zombie.
Yeah.
Then everyone's like, are you sure it's not a shuffler? And it's like, nope.
Nope, it's.
I play video games, that's yeah. a zombie.
That's a voodoo Haitian zombie, as in.
Yeah, Z-O-M-B-I.
Yeah.
No E.
There you
traditional
go.
Zombie.
Yeah, they do it that way. All, which is kind of an underrated zombie in media. Especially after zombies exploded. And like
voodoo zombie?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I could go. Honestly, I was thinking about it. And
oh, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What was it? Outside of like the like Dragon Tales and like Between the Two Lions, or was it Between the Two Lions, that like other PBS show, like
what, Between the Lions,
Between the Lions,
the reading show.
Yeah, that's kind of fantasy because it's talking lions in a book and they jump into the book. I don't know, but hey, that was like the
sure.
limit. What I'm getting at is that was like the limit of my fantasy as a kid growing up.
And one of those is like an educational program.
Yeah, well, both of them are. Dragon Tales is fucking PBS.
I guess Dragon Tales is like emotional education.
Yeah, it's still education. But yeah, no, honestly, like I was more sci-fi, and really, honestly, I don't think it was until I was my early 20s that I actually sat down and watched Lord of the Rings, like all three, and like got through them. Mm-hmm. In like not one sitting, but like each movie in one sitting, or I guess three sittings. But the one I did actually grow up with, like as a big ass fan, was Zelda as a kid. Like I've always played yeah. every Zelda except for the CDI ones, whatever, that doesn't count. Like I'd made it a point, like I'd buy the new Nintendo console, I'd beat the game, like, you know, 100% it. I mean, they're not the hardest games either, but they're always just so cool. And like now that I've like expanded to see like Legend, or I've seen like Time Bandits or Brazil or whatever, all these other fantasy films and stuff, it's like cool to see where like stuff from Zelda is being taken from, like inspiration wise, and just kind of being like, oh, like I don't know, like tropes and characterizations and like style. But outside of that, yeah, it's like God of War as well was like a big one I played.
Oh yeah,
which
yeah.
you know I liked a lot as a kid. I don't know,
yeah,
fantasy.
Definitely mythology, fantasy.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm like I said, the overall is like more of a sci-fi person. Like, so it's like Alien, Predator, like, I don't know, Total Recall, RoboCop, which again, I don't know what we're going to draw the line on fantasy and sci-fi, but those, you know, just to note that it's like.
Even what's the line on mythology and fantasy, you know? Because I was thinking of that,
I mean,
too.
Yeah, because.
That's so true.
You fight fucking Krakens and shit, and I mean, those are fantastical.
Because then it's also like, I don't know, I've been recently like kind of including just like all of it, like at, like nowadays I'm just like mythology, it's fantasy, sci-fi, yeah. it's fantasy, yeah. comic, like most comic books,
I would say comics, I would say are fantasy,
it's fantasy, yeah. like it's just
yeah, I mean, just meant for the topic
fiction.
Of this conversation,
fiction
what is
fantasy.
The line, like for the podcast episode, what's the line is what I was getting at.
Well, I feel like that's like, it's like in my head for this episode, it really comes down to it's non-realistic fiction.
Okay.
You know, I feel like there's within the realm of fiction, there's realistic fiction where it's like, this is a story about a person in our world who like they're bounded by our rules and they like.
So Kill Bill's fantasy, because she just kills so many people and that's unrealistic. I'm just kidding.
Nah,
I'm joking.
I'd still say that that's realistic fantasy, technically.
Okay.
Just stylized.
Yeah.
But
so that means, like, most, if not every movie.
But, like, no, it's just, like, God's you have so, to think yeah. about things that literally, like, don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
That's, once you're in the realm of things that are, that have no existence in our world, in our lives, then you're in the realm of the fantastical.
Yeah. Ooh, what if it's like, all right, sorry, this is just dumb, but what about sci-fi where they're like, where we've actually surpassed that technology and it's been made like cell phones or so? Does that now become not fantastical because now that cell phone or whatever exists?
Shit, that's hard. It's like, yeah, it's like,
no, it's the documentary. No, I'm just kidding. It's no. Well, it's tough.
Most of the time, funny enough, most of the time, mm-hmm. it still doesn't exist because the version that they imagine,
sure,
isn't. We don't actually ever make. We always just make a much more boring real world version of that technology.
Mm-hmm. They did make the Reeboks from Alien though, and they're commercially available as well as the watch from Alien.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. One of these days, I'll get all that.
So then. For the sake of the episode, is it fantasy as in dragons and knights? And
it is mostly fantasy. Right. Dragons, yeah.
That's what
knights.
It sounded like. That's what it sounded like. It sounded is, like you so, wanted to talk about.
But it dabbles into other things that are just like magical, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like magical or science to the point where it might as well be magic.
Yeah, like I actually watched Brazil for the first time the other day. Have either of y'all seen Terry Gilliam's Brazil?
No.
Mm-mm. I would if you like
come to Brazil.
It's the same guy that did Time Bandits, Monty Python, 12 Monkeys, but that one's a really interesting one because it's literally half fantasy, half sci-fi in some senses. Like it takes place in like a sci-fi futuristic dystopian world kind of. But then there's often times where it cuts to like, I mean, it's in his dreams, but he's dreaming about like him flying and like fighting off like giant like samurai and like stuff. It's cool. I'd recommend. It's a 80s, like old school.
That sounds cool. Okay.
Yeah.
But I like one of the things I feel like I missed out on growing up that I didn't discover till I literally watched this like when I was like maybe 5 years ago. I watched this for the first time, maybe six.
Mm-hmm.
Was Dark Crystal, like Gimbledon had mentioned actually. The Jim Henson things like. Mm-hmm. I finally watched The Dark Crystal, and I was like, damn, I really wish I had caught this when I was a kid. Like, I feel like I really would have really liked it. Because that one was, it's eerie, but, like, feels so, like, just fun and sparkly while being dark. It's just such a cool juxtaposition. It's
definitely the closest thing to, like, a Legend of Zelda that we have so far, really.
Yeah.
Like that like, and all the
just
other.
Just in tone, adventure, you got a little guy who's a hero. No, that's funny. I watched it for the first time, like, yeah, probably around the same time that you said. Because I'd seen Labyrinth and his other stuff, but it's a good one. Mm-hmm. It's a really good one. Lots of great characters.
I like that.
Constantly going,
I'm not the biggest fan of the sequel. I
haven't seen that one.
The new reboot sequel thing they did.
I think it's a prequel show or something.
Or whatever.
Whatever
it is. Yeah, I'm like, I've seen any.
I can't remember where in the timeline it was. I honestly did not finish it.
Speaking of actually that, like, get reboot stuff, what is y'all's thoughts on the original Willow? Or have you guys seen Willow? With,
I might have watched it when I was younger, but I could never get into it, honestly.
Mm. It's
I don't know what it is. I think maybe as a kid I didn't like Val Kilmer. This is in that movie, right?
Yeah. Fair. Yeah, he's in there. What's his name? The little actor, little person that
Warwick Davis.
Yeah, Warwick Davis is in it. He's like the main character. It's long. It's one of those ones that's just a little long, but I like a lot of the scenes, but there's just like the scenes connecting those scenes is the part that gets kind of like boring. I think it's produced or written by George Lucas, I think.
They made a sequel show.
Yeah, and that's
they made a sequel show on Disney Plus and completely and wiped it from the Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, that's what reminded me because you guys were talking about the Dark Crystal remake. So I was just like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Never got so.
You know what this also reminds me of? Princess Bride. I love that movie.
That one's
great. That's a great fantasy. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's like definitely Lord of the Rings, funny, like Dalla brought that up, but I wanted to say it's like that one. My whole family liked Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hyper aware of that growing up when it was coming out. Like my older sister read the Lord of the Rings books and like all the Harry Potters and was a big like fantasy reader originally.
I forgot about Harry Potter.
Yeah, it technically counts, but yeah. Everybody forgets about Harry Potter because now that we're far enough away from it, everybody realizes it sucks.
It's coming back.
I'm still a big, like, I don't know. I've always said, like, I was 12 years old reading all different kinds of fantasy books, loving fantasy, and I was the target demographic for Harry Potter. Tried to read that shit, and I was like, this sucks. This is so boring, and I hate it. And I was like, who is this made for? Because in actuality, the people who liked that were like, I don't even know. I don't know who actually read Harry Potter, because I couldn't get, I like read the first one all the way through. I gave it to myself as an as one of our like picked fictional readings for elementary school. They're like, oh, you have to assign yourself a book, and then you have to make sure you complete the book and write a report on it. So I was like, oh, I'll do Harry Potter, because everyone talks about Harry Potter and how good it is and how it's perfect for young kids who love fantasy. I go to read it, and I was like, this is trash. Why? I don't, like, I can't relate to any of this, and none of it makes sense to me. Like, I don't know. Sorry, I had to go on that little rant about Harry Potter for a second.
You actually reminded me. I used to, as a kid, get a lot of fantasy books, even though I didn't. Like, not that I didn't like fantasy, I just like to read it more so. And I'm like, there's the tip of the tongue. I'm trying to figure out which one. There's one. The Del Toro Quest book series. Did you ever fucking hear about
What the hell?
That sounds so familiar.
It's, I mean, I don't know if you want to. That's the covers. They all had, like, that, like, border.
I own one of those. I never read it, but I own one of those.
I remember.
I got that at Scholastic.
Yeah, I would always get them. Like, I try to collect them. Let me see. Del Toro. Sorry, so, I was just like, I need to buy some now and just reread, because I don't remember shit from them.
When I was a kid, the only fantasy books that I read, or maybe even the only, like, just regular books that I read, were The Magic Treehouse, I think it was.
Magic Treehouse.
Or it's like the kids in the treehouse, and I think they had, like, a wizard friend, or they would read a book. And it would take them back to, like, certain periods or some shit like
that. The treehouse itself was magical, and when they played pretend in the treehouse, they actually went to the worlds they were playing pretend in. So, yeah,
it's tight.
That one, yeah, Magic Treehouse is a series, very sick, and it's always like...
And I guess Goosebumps.
Although all of the titles were like, M is for mummy, and like... P is for Phoenix.
The Wizard's Wondrous Land.
Or it's like all that, like alliteration. Like that was those were so good.
Never read them, but I always see them. They look good.
Oh yeah,
they're fun.
I'll get those too with my Del Toro quests. Catch up.
So right now, I'm going to take an opportunity to share with you guys to show you what we're going to be working with in terms of this game we got today. There we go. All right. So this is our Fantasy Jeopardy. So I wanted to talk about our categories for a second.
Sure, yeah.
So our first category on the left is we're going to have elves on elves on elves. So elves are probably one of the most evergreen fantasy things that you see across multiple types of universes and mythologies and everything. You know, it seems like everything has their own version of elves. So these are going to be questions about specific types of elves, and if you can identify them based off of their descriptions.
Okay.
So, what would Dala? What would your favorite type of elf be if you had to pick one?
The dark elves from Thor.
Ooh,
but the comics.
That's a fun one,
especially
the comics, right?
the books.
Okay.
Are good.
What about you, Gibbledang?
I guess the elf on the shelf.
Ooh, that's a good one.
He knows a lot.
That's a good the old elf on the shelf. Kinky. The old North Pole elf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the toy
exactly, yes. Santa Claus elves. Boom.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Buddy the elf.
Fantastic. See,
they're essentially good goblins. They're like anti-goblins.
Yeah. That is very true. Me, I would go with Keebler elves.
Ooh.
Cookie baking elves.
Pretty good cookies, yeah.
Live in a tree.
Good answer, yeah. Good answer. Yeah, good.
So, I feel like that's what I would vibe with the most. So, but then our next category is the pen wishes. And this is going to be about swords.
Oh, okay. Pen's so, mightier than... Okay, okay.
I was like... Yeah, the pen wishes it was mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
Not mightier than fantasy swords.
But what about a fantasy pen, though? What about that?
Well, I didn't put a fantasy pen. I just put pen. So... It's a hierarchy. It's like you have real world pen, then real sword, then above that you have fantasy pen, and then above that you have fantasy sword.
And then you have the purple crayon from that one movie. Above that.
What?
The fucking Harold and the purple crayon.
I like that you can't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that you can't think of the name of the movie. That
one, well, I'm like, what's his name? Wait, what the fuck is the purple kid's name? Yeah. It's like half the name.
In the name of the movie. Wait.
The name I couldn't remember was Harold, the more important part. You clearly didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
You know, the classic fantasy name.
Yeah, Harold.
Harold.
Well, like Luke. Luke Skywalker, and I guess that's it.
I think about that all the time, about how... There are all those crazy names in
Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of the first ones we first hear at the beginning of that entire series is Luke, Owen, Ben. Just like normal ass white dude names.
And here's Scrimble Blum Blum.
It's like, I lied. My name's not Ben. It's Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
It's like, there we go. Now Jerry. We're talking.
I didn't think I would be taken serious.
Jerry Skywalker.
It's just, it'd be so funny for, like, them to make a new Star Wars thing and to be like, this is Gaik Arb. This is Shunth Gur.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then that's Phil.
That ease us in, you know, ease you in.
Kraken.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep going.
Our next category is Dagrons. Mm-hmm. Famous Dagrons and dragons from various mythoses.
Okay.
I had to include this because, you know, I'm a big dragon head myself.
Big Dagron fan.
Big Dagron fan. And, you know, anytime I have an excuse to talk about him, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it with both hands and never let go.
Ooh.
So then we have power systems. So this is going to be magic, you know, powers, abilities, different things that people can do that are extraordinary. Have no basis in reality, but are awesome and cool and totally tubular.
Nice.
So, like for me, like one of my favorite power systems is from the new books that I've been reading. You know, one of the Brandon Sanderson novels, Stormlight Archive, where they get their powers by bonding with like basically fairies. They're like little sprite-like creatures that are like made of pure energy and god essence, and they essentially are fae-like. And by bonding with them, you unlock all these crazy abilities. Ooh. And it's super fun. So, what would be some of y'all's like favorite
type
of powers? Yeah, or magic. Yes, go for it.
So I mean, like, I'm trying to think of, I can't think of too many. The main one I came to mind, there's actually, I guess, like two, and they're both, I feel like they're both in DC Universe. One is I like Zatanna, the like magician in DC, from DC, because her thing is that she has to speak her spells backwards to summon the spell, or to, you know, cast is the word, fucking hell, to cast her spell. So like when you're reading, you know, it's like you're reading normal, and then it'll be like, and it's cool that you just see, like, you're like, what you're just looking at, what is the writer putting to be written backwards to like cast like levitation on something, you know, and it's like, oh, like lift up chair, but like spell, you know, backwards. And then I think the other one, it's like more so
trying to figure out how they do that.
What's up?
I'm still trying to figure out how they do
that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they use, like, mirrors or something, I'm guessing.
How they spell some... Wait.
They have, mirrors. Mirrors and magic.
Wait, is it? Yeah. So when you say backwards, do you actually mean mirrored? Like, do you literally mean like it, the all the letters are mirrored and flipped?
I've seen both, where it's mirrored, and then I've also seen where it's like just spelled backwards. Just
order.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it just depends on the artist at the time or the team, you know, like. But that's the main one. And then I think as also part of like DC is just like, and I don't know, this is like maybe like a general thing about magic, but just that like when you do use magic, it actually takes parts from you, and whether that's like physically or like spiritually or so too, just like the more you use magic, the like more you lose yourself, like either becoming more evil or you like just start deteriorating or so. Yeah.
Either way, you lose some part of yourself whenever you utilize it.
Yeah. And I think that might just be like a general thing with magic, but I know in like Constantine is like a big one that's like where it's come up a few times or like as a storyline sometimes.
I do like magic being used as like a almost like a dark source. That could be like tainting or poisonous. But I don't know. I don't think that's... Because I do like fantasy, but in terms of, like, magic abilities, I don't really have any that I'm like, oh, that's super tight, or oh, like...
Like a system of it from...
I don't know, because when it comes to magic, it very much is... I mean, it's a deus ex machina, right? Like, you could just kind of do whatever you need to with it. So that's why, for me, I'm just like, eh, I can't really...
Well, yeah. I feel like that's why this question is very when it says power systems, yeah. I feel like that's why it's like within each world they have to define their own rules so that magic can't just be hand wavy and just like just do whatever.
And that's what I like about the Constantine thing, where it's like you can't. That's why if you read his original books, he doesn't use magic much, really, if at all, because he's like I have already like limited time.
Yeah, so it's like in power systems, like. This is where, like, I kind of branch off, where a power system, this like would also include, this would, like, yeah, like, this would include, like, the Hulk getting more angry, or stronger the angrier he gets.
Also
like,
turning, that they, is, they
that
made,
is, the, is that, it's a bound of his powers.
They did make him more magical, too.
A rule system. And he is, yeah, it's true, he is magical.
Immortal Hulk, so, like, made it more like a magic-based power, which was pretty sick.
Can you like state the question again then?
I was just saying like in general, yeah, power systems is going to deal with magics, powers, abilities, things that have rules given to them defined by the author but are supernatural. So,
yeah, I guess obviously like Sandman. I do like Sandman. At first it was about him, you know, he had to have his kind of items of power, which I thought that was neat, a neat way to kind of, limit a god's abilities. But but then he was just like, actually, I don't need any of that stuff, so.
Yeah, but then it's
he could just do whatever.
That's interesting, too, because it also brings the idea of, like, oh, the endless, like, their own perceptions of their powers kind of dictate their powers. And, like, their powers' reach is kind of, like, determined by their own perception of what they embody. So,
yeah.
Actually, that's a cool one.
You remind me of the green from Swamp Thing, too. It's another dope one, but I'll leave it at
that. Yeah.
The green, the red.
I'm surprised you didn't mention that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until right now. But that's also another cool one.
And then our last category is going to be the not so dead. So this is called the not so dead because it's going to include maybe undead.
Okay.
Maybe lifeless.
Ooh.
Maybe immortals. You know, things that just don't quite respect the art of dying. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, sinners. You know, Michael B. Jordan, and Michael B. Jordan, and Michael B. Jordan, and all the other characters.
All the hey, there's a lot of good characters in there.
Yeah, and only like five of, and only half of them are played by Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, of course. So... Yeah, of course he hasn't seen it yet. It's a good fantasy movie. Come on now.
You're not wrong. I definitely got to check that one out. So, all right. So, without further ado, let's go ahead. and get this rolling. So, I didn't have a good way to determine who wanted to go first.
I do.
So, I get. All right, I guess that decides it. Dala's gonna go first.
Hell yeah.
We need to give Dala the advantage because Gibbledang always wins these games.
Yeah.
So, so Dala, you will be able to pick any one of the questions on the board. It is your board, and we'll go from there.
I guess we'll start simple with the Dagrons for a 100, and then we just buzz in.
Dagrons for 100.
We buzz in.
That's correct. Okay. You guys are gonna give me a good powerful buzz, and I will let you know.
Just audio peaking every time we try to buzz in.
Oh yeah, just like really, just like smack your mic with your hand.
There you go.
Okay. The first of Daenerys Targaryen's dragons, named after her first husband, Khal Drogo. Or, sorry, go ahead, Dala.
I've never seen Game of Thrones, so I'm going to go with it being Spike or Spot. I'm going to go with Spot. I think that's a good dragon name.
All right.
Buzz.
Yeah, go ahead, Gibbledang.
Is it Khal Drogo?
Ooh, that's close.
Actually, probably
that's honestly very close. But the correct answer is Drogon.
Oh, that's where the fucking. On. That's so dumb.
So, unfortunately, both of you took a guess, and both of you got it wrong. Yeah, this is Jeopardy.
You can lose money.
There's negative points in Jeopardy.
What?
All right, so
I guess
now, unfortunately, nobody got that right. So, according to the Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Okay.
Got it in one. Dala, you still have control over the board.
Let's keep it next? With Dagrons for 200. I feel like I'm gonna know a few of these later on. Hopefully.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Dagrons for 200. This black dragon is best known for one of his physical features, or lack thereof. But as Hiccup discovers, his name isn't entirely accurate.
Buzz.
Oh, we got Gibbledang.
Toothless.
The answer is Toothless from How to Train Your
I kept
your
thinking
dragon.
Red Eyes Black Dragon, but I was like, that's like the most accurate name ever. Like, I don't know how you get any more.
Incredibly accurate.
Yeah, I'm like... No, his eyes are pretty red, and he is pretty black, so.
Wow. Okay. Oh, sorry. All right, so now that means that Gibbledang has control over the board. So, Gibbledang, what would you like to see next?
Let's do the Pen Wishes for 400.
Ooh.
The Pen Wishes for 400. Title of a sequel to Aragorn, this sword's name comes from the word for fire in the ancient language.
I'll buzz and fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah, Dala. Remember, if you're answering, you get wrong. Deduct points.
That's fine. I mean, it's better than no audio. I'm going to go with El Fuego.
El Fuego.
El Fuego.
El Fuego. Oh, that is incorrect. Gibbledang, would you like to also guess?
Yeah. Mortario.
Mortario.
Less Tario, actually.
Nice. Mortar.
That's a good one. All right, so the answer is Brisinger.
Of course.
Brisinger.
My problem is I kept thinking one word. Yeah. I thought I had an E. That's why I kept getting messed up. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's fair. Thought it was Erisinger.
Anyway. Yeah, in the front.
All right, court scores. We have Gibbledong.
Court scores.
We have Gibbledong at -300 and -500.
So I guess it just depends on who can get the least negative in out of the two of us.
Yeah, that at the end of the day, whoever is in less debt wins. Welcome to America.
Yeah, true.
So
we all started with -1,000, and you have to build your way out, just like Animal Crossing.
Yep,
it's true.
Good luck. Now Gibbledang it is Gibbledang's board, so you can go wherever you like.
Hell yeah, let's do the Pen Wishes for 500.
If I get this right, I'm a clean zero, baby. Home. Come on.
That's I'll get true. This one, yeah.
These twin scimitars were wielded by the famed Drizzt Do'Urden of Dungeons & Dragons lore. I will take either of his sword's names. Okay. Either one.
Buzz.
Yeah, Gibbledang.
Durden and Gurdon.
So it's not Durden and Gurdon. That is incorrect.
Well, that was just the name of one sword. Yeah. Let me still... Yeah, I still have one more guess.
Oh, okay, what's the other... What do you think the other sword is named? As a hint, there is a magic card representing one of these.
That to you only. Yeah, think of one card out of a million.
Well, it's got to be a magic card from the Dungeons and Dragons set.
That's fair.
Oh, good answer. Drizzt 2.
Drizzt 2. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Dala, would you like to guess?
Sure, I'll buzz in. So one of them is Drizzt Do'Urden, and the other one is the North Sword, North Scimitar.
The North Scimitar, ooh, gotcha. Yeah. All right, so our real answers are Icing Death and Twinkle.
Twinkle.
Icing Death and Twinkle, that's correct.
So one Icing freezes death, you, and one gives you a little twinkle, you know, in your step.
Yeah, one just kind of shine.
Turns you gay. Happy June.
Stabs you. If you live, you're gay now.
Yeah.
You're gay now. Most people are fine with that because it meant that they lived.
Yeah, fair.
All right, so current score, we have Gibbledong at negative 800 and Dalalalala at negative 1,000. Easy game.
Yeah.
Easy
anyone's game. To win at this point, you know.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. really anyone's game to win. But it is Gibbledang's yeah. board at the moment, so.
Right, let's do the pen wishes for 300.
The pen wishes for 300. Forged from the shards of Narsil, this blade is the flame of the West and destined to be carried by the king.
This seems like Lord of the Rings. I'm trying to think.
It does seem like Lord of the Rings. Buzz.
Yeah, give a leg.
The Icing Death.
not Icing Death. That is incorrect.
Dang it.
Dala, would you also like to take a guess?
Sure, I'll take one. Blade is the Flame of the West. Is it... it's called the Flame of the West.
It is called the Flame of the West.
That's the name I gave you. Damn it.
good answer.
We'll go with Twinkle. This one's Twinkle.
Twinkle.
Twinkle is Twinkle. What's this one from, actually, too?
Very true. You were right. This is Lord of the Rings. Okay. This is Lord of the Rings.
Damn.
This is Aragorn's blade.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sting.
King Ice.
It is named Anduril.
Oh, okay.
Forged from the shards of Narsil.
The only sword I know from that quick is Sting, personally, so I probably wouldn't have gotten it.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I personally connect more with Anduril. I like Anduril as a lot as a sword. And I have the magic card for it, so.
I do like that Sting, ayo! You know, I like that's my favorite part. Roxanne!
You know, Sting. I don't really listen to his music, but I really like what he does. I like that he's out there making it.
Yeah.
All right, so our current scores, we got Gibbledang at negative 1,100 and Dala at negative 1,300.
So the bigger number wins.
I love the way this is going.
This is becoming a much different game than I thought it would be.
Is there going to be like
really?
A...
Really?
I hope there's like a multiply by like negative, so mine turns to positive and bam, win immediately.
Although... To be fair, I think the pen wishes is probably the hardest.
Well, let's see.
I don't know. Well, I thought I knew some dragons, but I guess...
Let's go pen wishes for 200.
Fucking no.
I guess we'll find out. This sword is always wielded by the same hero, but often many different versions of him. Which version?
Buzz.
It depends on which reincarnation it happens to be. Gibbledang?
Buzz, the Master Sword.
That is correct. This is the Master Sword.
Hell yeah.
All right. Gibbledang has started digging himself out of debt
nice.
At negative 900. And Dala's at negative 1,300.
It's all right. It's a all race right. to the bottom.
It's the race to the bottom, truly. It's race to rock bottom. Yeah. All right, Gibbledang, it is your board.
The pen wishes for 100.
All right. We're going to clear out that wishes. Entire category.
Out. Yeah, get out of the way. All right,
get ready. This sword was pulled from a stone. Or was it bestowed upon its owner some gal at a pond? Wait, what? So I heard Gibbledang first.
Man, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
That's Excalibur.
This is Excalibur. Bold.
Wait, what?
The original famous sword. Which weirdly, in some legends, is pulled from the stone. In other legends, is given by the lady.
Pulled from
the
lady in
the
lake.
And in some, pulled from out of from
give
the
me
lady
that fucking
of the
sword.
Lake.
I'm gonna be the king of England.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells like fish. And then,
because it was in a lake.
In some versions, people make it where it's pulled from the stone broken, and then the lady of the lake reforges it.
Mm-hmm. And then she puts it back in the stone.
And then she puts it back in the stone.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Sucker.
Do it again, bitch.
She's like, this is where you wanted it, right? He's like, no! Fuck!
I found... Is this right here? Is this good?
It's like bends it too while she puts it in. So
she
it's
uses
like,
her magic to just like melt it into the rocks. Yeah. And now it's like impossible to get out. I remember somebody online had made a character design in D&D where it was a barbarian who wields a mace, quote unquote. But their mace is the sword and the stone with the stone still at the end. Yeah. And they just swing like a hammer.
I like that though too, because I mean, like the handle is like sharp too, so you can kind of like cut with it too, in a sense.
Right? Yeah. I feel like you have a lot of options.
Yeah. Versatile.
All right. So that one was Gibbledang. So Gibbledang, you still have control over our board.
Let's do Dagrons for 500.
Dagrons for 500. We are not touching those other categories. All right. Threatening time and the fate of the world, the hero was forced to follow this dragon to Valhalla and put him down for good.
What the fuck's his name? Buzz.
Yeah, Dala?
Damn. Is it, it's like Yggdrasil or something? And it's a, what's it? Or is it, no, Mid-Earth Dragon or something like that too, or something.
Interesting.
I think I'm like,
so
none of these are it.
That's okay. That is incorrect.
No, yeah, you're good. I was just like, damn, what the fuck? I feel like a tip of the tongue.
This is I'll give you if you wanna, I'll give you both a chance again to buzz in again. I'm gonna give you an extra hint.
Sure.
This is from the Elder Scrolls.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Thor or God of War. So.
Yeah, that's... unfortunately, multiple people use Valhalla these days.
Yeah, it's fucking co-opted.
Red Eyes, Black Dragon.
I did my fucking guess, so.
The specific place known as Sovngarde. Alduin is the name of the dragon.
Isn't this the sword? Aragorn? The dragon wields?
That is Alduin, sorry. That's the sword?
Wrong category.
Alduin and Anduril.
And Twink. Or whatever. Twinkle.
Twink and Twunk. And Twunkle. Twunkus and Twunkle. it's like my next D&D character is a descendant of Drizzt Do'Urden, who was named after his sword. Twinkle Durden.
Untwinkle Durden? Nice.
But can he have like an evil personality like called Twunkle? Like Gollum? Mm.
Yeah.
Gollum and Sweagle?
No, Twunkle, no. We must kill them.
We must.
Yeah,
he
talks
them.
To himself all the time. You must twunkle them. All right, so Dala did submit a guess for this. So Dala is at negative 1,800. Gildag is still.
I submitted a guess.
You did?
Yeah, I said.
You said red eyes, I think, or something, right?
Red eyes, black jacket.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so let's just go ahead and put Gildag at negative 1,300 too.
Speaking of which, sorry, it just reminded me. Do you guys see that fucking ad that Yu-Gi-Oh is releasing? Like, I guess some like decks. They're called like red eyes, black power, or some shit. And then there's like a white one too.
I did not see that. And it's, there's blue eyes, white power?
I think there's like a white power and a black power. I think there might be Japanese exclusives, though. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, ooh.
Maybe it does not translate great.
Yeah, maybe rethink that.
All right, Gibbledang, it is your board.
Let's do Dagrons for 400.
Clean up.
Dagrons for 400. One of the rarest in the world, having three of these dragons could make you one of the most famous and rich duelists alive. Yes, Gibbledang?
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
That is correct. Blue Eyes White Dragon.
The one dragon I knew on here.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Because me personally, Yu-Gi-Oh! To me, definitely fantasy, seeing as how there's ghosts, spirits, and in the ancient times, real monsters that existed in ancient Egypt.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Pokemon? Definitely fantasy. Pokemon's fantasy through and through and through. They went out of their way to make Pokemon copies of actual fantasy villain or fantasy like monsters. Mm-hmm. They're like, we need a ooze. Wait, no, it's not a ooze. It's a Grimer.
There's also dragons and fairies.
Hmm. Yep. All right. So now, Gibbledang, you still have control of our board.
Dagrons for 300.
Dagrons 300. We're going to clear out that category. This dragon always speaks his mind. Oh, and if you listen closely, he kind of sounds like a donkey. Yes, Dalo?
I was thinking it was Dragon from Shrek. But she doesn't speak, so I'm like, wait, no. I'm fucking dumb. I mean, that'd be my guess. No,
this is a dragon who sounds like a donkey.
Yeah. I'm like, who is that? Like that? Yeah, that'll be my guess. I mean,
you're eerily close. You know.
Is it donkey or donkey?
That part of the sentence, I am referring to that donkey.
Oh, that donkey.
Gibbledang. Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember any other dragons from Shrek.
No. It's a dragon who sounds like Donkey from Shrek.
Oh, Mushu.
Buzz.
I'm going to let him take that.
I don't know why I kept thinking you were like, when you said close. Like,
take that
like,
one, though.
When you say close, I was like, oh, so Shrek. Okay, what are the donkeys are in, or what are the dragons are in Shrek? No,
like, close like, yes, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you know, as I always think.
Nice.
All right, yay. This is Mushu. That means, Dala, now you're at negative 1,500.
I'm starting to get out of debt.
Ooh.
Yeah, working your way down.
Damn, there's interest, though, on this.
All right. There's going to be interest at the end. You both are going to owe me all this money. All right, so, Dala, the board is yours.
Let's do 500 for that not-so-dead. That not-so-raven.
Or the not-so-dead for 500. The souls of these creatures return to the planet they are bound to when their body is killed. Afterwards, they can return and find a new body during the next Everstorm. Typo, sorry, ignore that.
Buzz?
Yes, Gibbledang.
Are these the Scientology aliens?
John Travolta?
So here's the thing. I almost want to give you partial credit.
Oh my gosh.
Because... this is part of a fantasy genre. This is part of a fantasy universe that is made by somebody who's not Scientologist, but is also a part of a religion that believes in souls going to planets. This was kind of a fun question that I threw in there that I'm not going to take points away from because I knew this was not going to be quite achievable. I just wanted to talk about it.
Sure.
So these are called the Fused from Stormlight Archive. In Stormlight Archive,
any excuse.
The Fused will die and their souls will go back to Braze, the planet of Braze.
Mm-hmm. This is sponsored content.
And then next Everstorm, their people can recall across the space-time their soul back from Braze and fuse it into a new body again.
That's good. Nice. That's special.
Yeah, sounds cool. I mean, yep. Never would have guessed that.
This is mainly just a part of my personal agenda to get everybody more sponsored educated content on Brandon Sanderson things so that I can talk about it even
more.
What
religion is he or whatever?
He's a Mormon.
Yeah, that's pretty close to spaghetti.
And it's like, it's funny as hell because I was reading all his books and I was like, this is giving, like, there's so much talk of souls flying between planets. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's giving Mormon. And,
and then you find out, like,
and then I find out he's a teacher at BYU, at Brigham Young University, and I was like, no freaking way. And then I find out that he went on mission, like, as a Mormon missionary, and I was like, this makes so much sense.
Do you think he ever soaked? Is there soap?
Did Brandon
Is there Sanderson soaking in the book?
Soak.
Is there soaking in
man.
Skin light?
Man. That my is. God. I will say there is sucks. like no talk of sex ever in any of his books.
I would hope so. I would hope not. I mean,
so. So Christ. Maybe just like soaking, it's an unexplained art.
Yeah.
Anyways,
no one knows. I guess we'll really knows. We'll switch. We'll keep going down to 400. You know,
not so dead for 400. These creatures were once more mortal, long ago being more akin to trolls. However, eons of evolution in nature have made them timeless sentinels of the wild.
Buzz.
Yes, Dala.
Are these the Ents?
That is correct. Okay. These are the Ents from Lord of the Rings. Nice. Yeah.
I was like, great that job. Sounds like it, but okay. I didn't realize they were like akin to trolls, I guess, but yeah.
Yeah, they used to look a lot like people. Like, they were just like tall, really tall elves, basically, who decided to never leave the forest and be shepherds of the forest. And eventually they just kind of bonded with the forest and kind of became tree-like themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Dala, digging your way out. Negative 1,100. You're getting there.
All
right, you're bored.
Let's try power systems for 500.
Power systems 500. All right. These abilities were passed down generationally after being bestowed on humanity by the lion turtles. Humans learned to master them by studying the beings in nature who had the same powers, animals or forces.
Buzz?
Yes, Dala?
I don't think this is right, but animorphs. Fucking.
This is not animorphs.
Damn, though. I would just love for an
animorphing powers, I believe, comes from space.
That's true. Aliens do give it to them. That's fair.
They're aliens.
Yeah.
Disability attribute.
Gibblebang, would you like to also submit a guess? Risk it for the biscuit? Or
it
keep your,
sounds like
your negative 900 lead.
Almost sounds like fucking Power Rangers even or something. I'm trying to think, but like, I don't know.
No, I'm not going to risk it. No. What is it?
All right. Dala will go down to negative 1600 again. The answer is Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I fucking thought about that. I literally thought about that, but I was like, no, they don't do animals. But do they? Do they fucking get powers of animals?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
No.
Huh.
Listen, they got the powers from the lion turtles, and then they learned to master them by studying the animals. So the firebenders studied the dragons. The earthbenders studied the badger moles.
Those are dragons.
The airbenders studied the
cockatoos.
The sky bison. The cockatoos.
Sky bison.
And then the reason why it says animals or forces is because the waterbenders learned from the moon. Mm. From the moon and the
My
ocean
favorite animal.
Itself.
Yeah. Damn, I literally thought about Avatar, but then I was like, no, I guess that's my fault for not seeing the show.
It is.
I mean, in all fairness, I included both. This is a little longer because I included the second part, humans learning to master them by studying the animals. In the original Avatar The Last Airbender, that is how they learned bending. That was the lore.
Mm-hmm.
It was
just
like
animals.
People got these powers from the animals. They just studied the animals and the way they used their chi, and they learned to do it the same way.
Yeah.
And then it was retconned in Legend of Korra that actually human beings were bestowed bending powers by the lion turtles.
Mm, see, that's why I got confused. I didn't know that part. I'm just kidding. Nah.
Yeah, you gotta watch Legend of Korra.
Gotta watch all of it.
You have to date on your Korra. Hey, they're making the third season, or the third series now, too.
The threesen? Speaking of threesen, let's do Power Systems for 300.
Power Systems 300. This ability allows the user to cross the blind eternities and travel to a new plane of existence.
Buzz,
new world to explore.
Bing bong.
Yes, gibble dang.
Planeswalker. Planeswalking.
That's correct. This is Planeswalking from Magic the Gathering. The ability to cross two different planes.
See, I do crazy walking. It's different. It's more insane.
It's way
cooler.
Planeswalking.
That's because you were born with a condition.
I'm wild.
What was that?
Doctors say it's terminal. I'm crazy walking.
Oh gosh.
Oh my god, I was just crazy walking all day, yeah. every day. Now I gotta go in and get chemo. Anyways,
Power systems for 400.
This power is a cosmic energy field and force, and is based around velocity and the movement of atoms. I heard Dala.
Speed Force from Flash.
That is correct. This is the Speed Force from the Flash.
One of seven
universal constants that power different abilities and crazy things.
Speed, force, strength, force, fly force, force, eat force, jump force. That's all.
Suck force.
Suck force. Yeah. Blow force.
Jump force. Best force.
Let's do 200.
Force force
for power systems.
Power systems for 200.
Oh my god.
These abilities are unlocked through rigorous training to sculpt one's own power of concentration and life energy. Most of the time, this requires specific sequences of hand positions to activate. These powers harness the mutable energy source passed down from the aliens that invaded eons ago. I heard Gibble.
This one's
Animorphs. Well, at first I was going to say Naruto, but then it's probably some anime. Or it's probably Naruto?
Buzz?
Is that your guess?
Can I buzz?
Yeah, why not?
It's Jujutsu.
It is Jutsu from Naruto. That is correct.
He just said Naruto.
Yeah. I'll take it. Fine. I'll take
this. Yeah, I literally thought that too.
Also, you said you said Jujutsu, and that's not it either.
I stuttered. I meant to say Jutsu.
That's an alien thing?
Yes, it turns out that chakra, the energy within life in order to create these magical effects through jutsu, that was bred into humanity by an interplanetary demon named Kaguya, who stayed and mated with a human instead of devouring the world.
Kinky.
Wow.
She was supposed to devour the world.
And she...
Much better option, I would say, is just staying and nailing some dude.
He's pretty hot. He had one of those condoms that were a big wrapper or small condom, though. Yeah. That was the only downside.
Yeah, he showed her that huge wrapper, and she's like, oh, shit, I can't eat this one. Right.
Yeah.
All right, so power systems for 100. Power systems for 100. Let's finish this one out.
Do it.
In this world, the main character can draw power from the universe itself. The power
Buzz.
Is everything. You, me, the tree, the rock, and the space between. Dala?
What
I
is
heard
this?
You.
Is this... Shit, I was thinking Captain Planet, but I don't think it's that anymore. So I'm like, I know this is a line from something.
Sense.
But I'm like, what is it? I don't know. All
you, me,
Thor?
The trees, the rock, and the space
the
between?
Force. It's the Force from Star Wars.
Okay. Yes, thanks. The Force from Star Wars.
I don't watch Star Wars enough to be like, but I fucking was like,
it's a little bit recognizable if it's more like,
yeah,
it's everything.
Yeah.
You, me, the tree.
I thought it was Obi-Wan.
No, this is a Yoda, a yogurt paraphrasing.
See, I love Spaceballs. So that's my... That one's better, in my opinion. It's my Star Wars.
Yeah, sorry, it's actually the Schwartz.
Yeah, thank you.
Is the correct answer.
And marketing. You want it on a t-shirt.
All right, so that...
Yeah.
Boy, do I ever. I would love your Schwartz. I see your Schwartz is bigger than mine.
I'll do 500 for elves on shelves.
Elves on elves on elves for 500. These elves shit diamonds. On top of that, when these elves decide to reproduce, a woman can get pregnant by sleeping with the same man for years, or get pregnant immediately by being at the center of a giant gangbang.
The fuck? Is this a hentai?
The fuck is this?
Nope. This is a fantasy world that is popular in the tabletop community.
Oh, okay, then that's not going to help. Not me.
All right, if nobody wants to guess, we can let it go. It's up to you.
I'll take a guess. Is this fucking like Warhammer? Like, I feel like this is
Dala with the snipe.
Whoa.
These are the Eldar.
Yeah. I was like, this sounds like some dark shit. Like, especially the gangbang part. Okay.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, these are the Eldar, one of the oldest races to exist in their timeline.
Jeez.
And they eventually went insane with giant orgy murder fests. All right.
I would do the same, brother.
Men.
I mean, I would too. If I had all the time in the world, I feel like I would end up at Giant Orgy Murder Fest too. Yeah. Wouldn't we all?
Let's do 400. Let's just work our way down this bad boy.
All right. Elves on elves on elves for 400. These elves were born out of the yawning abyss that existed before the universe as we know it. They routinely make enemies of powerful gods. Yawning abyss is in quotes because it is translation. Yes, Dala?
I'm going to say the dark elves from Thor. They got to be in here somewhere.
That is correct. Sick. These are the dark elves of Svartalfheim.
Svartalfheim. Nice.
The Svartalfar, as they're known as.
Svartalfheim.
See, that's why I was confused, but I know Svartalfheim, but not Yawning Abyss. So that's what threw me off.
These elves are pulling you ahead. Dala, I apparently know at more. -200. Gibbledang at -400.
I know a lot about elves, apparently.
Oh no.
Elves on elves for 300.
Elves on elves on elves for 300. This subrace of elves are actually the dwarves of their fantasy world. They are the elves who learned magical machinery and dug deep into the earth for riches.
These actually sound familiar.
Buzz?
Is all buzz? Sure, Gibbledang.
Gnomes?
Gnomes is incorrect. Dala, what would you like to guess?
I want to say for some reason these are like, I feel like they're called gremlins or something almost, even though they're like not. But I don't know from what.
I will take, okay. That is incorrect, unfortunately.
You said you'll take it though.
I was about to say I'll take the world they're from as well. Are the Dwemer from the Elder Scrolls, also known as Deep Elves.
Deep Elves, yep.
Elder Scrolls has a unique history where most of their non-human races are all descendant from elves. They're all different types of elves. The orcs are the Orsimer. The orc elves.
What about the cat people?
No, the Khajiit are not descended from elves. They are a different species.
Gotcha. Yeah, just curious.
So you have control of the board still.
Let's do 200 for elves.
All right, elves on elves on elves for 200. These elves can see past the line of the horizon, a skill from their race existing before their world was made to be round.
Buzz.
Gibbledang.
Are these the Lord of the Rings elves?
That is correct. Nice. These are the elves from Lord of the Rings, the elves of Middle-earth. Yes, in the movies, when Aragorn says, "Legolas, what do your elf eyes see?" He's literally asking him to look extra far because he doesn't have to be limited by the horizon.
He's not racist, I swear. He's not, you know, specious.
It's not an offensive thing.
Yeah, it's being general. Genuine.
Quite literally, elves have different eyes and different eyesights. Alright, so now this is going to be... Oh, what was that?
The not-so-dead for 300.
Not-so-dead for 300. Alright, here we go, Gibbledang. Powerful wizards bind their souls to objects in an attempt
Buzz.
To
oh, cheat Buzz.
Ooh, that's rough. That was literally simultaneous.
Nah, it was me. Check the recording.
So, okay. How can I do a good tiebreaker here?
It's like a coin flip.
All right. Whoever comes up with the best new name for zombies first, we'll get to answer first. Go.
Zink.
Oh, Gliblins.
Zinkles.
I don't think I'll take Gliblins.
Damn. All right.
I just can't imagine someone being afraid of the zombies trying to break in. And it's like, oh god, the Gliblins are coming.
The Gliblins are here.
They're gonna glib us.
All right. So Gibbledang, what is this creature called?
Oh my god.
Really?
They're from Harry Potter. Are they the Death Walkers? What are they?
I'm a buzz in out also if Casey doesn't.
That is incorrect. Dala, what would you like to guess?
The Death Eaters.
That is also incorrect.
Okay, is this the Patronus? Patronans.
Voldemort?
Here, let me see if this makes it easier. The item that they bind themselves to is also known as a phylactery.
That's actually okay. That's less ringing a bell. I thought it was the thing from Harry Potter. I thought it was.
I'm further away now.
Yeah.
This is a lich.
Oh.
This is what liches are.
Okay.
From Dungeons and Dragons. Duh.
I thought it was because what's the thing in Harry Potter where they have like, fuck, you destroyed my Patronus
Horcrux.
Or something. Horcrux.
Those are Horcruxes. Horcruxes are slivers of a wizard's soul.
That's what I was saying.
That they stored their part of their essence in so that they can never truly die.
Gotcha.
So it is close. It's kind of the same thing.
Similar.
But the wizard doesn't store his essence in the item as much as it's bound to the item so that it keeps his soul tethered to the mortal realm.
Mm-hmm.
And he just possesses his own dead corpse.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Nerd.
That's right. All right, so our score is tied with both of you being at -800.
This actually got more interesting, funny enough, despite us not knowing shit about fantasy.
Yeah.
Let's do elves on elves on elves for 100.
All right, elves on elves on elves, 100. These elves do not technically sleep. Instead, they slip into a state of waking dreams. Their minds are resting while their subconscious dreams, but they are still aware of their surroundings.
Mm. Buzz...
Yes, Gibbledang.
What is an elf?
These are elves from Legend of Zelda?
Elves from Legend of Zelda, that is incorrect. Dala, would you like to take a guess as well?
We could do franchise too, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And there are technically two answers that could work for this.
I'm just going to guess Game of Thrones. Elves?
That is also incorrect. Game of Thrones does not have elves, unfortunately. Okay. The correct answer is either the elves of Alagasia or Dungeons and Dragons. Huh. Elves and Dungeons and Dragons, if you ever make an elf creature or an elf character, you don't have to sleep.
Okay.
You go into a meditative state and you only take 2-4 hours to long rest instead of 8.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Just never made an elf yet.
Got it. Looks like you got some exploring to do with your new character of character creation.
You gotta buy the Deltora Quest books, the Treehouse books, and make an elf in D&D.
There you go.
To-do list.
Alright, so now we're tied at -900. Everybody's doing great.
Yep.
I'm gonna be owed lots of money when this is over.
Perfect.
That was my scam all
along. You take fantasy money, right?
Get money from you guys.
Fantasy money's good. So I'll give you some
Fruit Loops, as we call it.
As long as it's still made of gold,
okay, it's imaginary gold, but sure.
Yeah.
Damn it. All right. Gibbledang, your board.
Let's do the not-so-dead.
Ooh.
100 or 200?
200.
All right.
Throwing us for a loop.
Good choice. These creatures are ever-living, but born of smokeless flame. The longer they live, the more power they gain from tricking mortals and making dark pacts.
Buzz.
Yes, Gibbledang.
Devils.
That is incorrect. Dala, would you like to take a guess?
Sure. I will say. I'm like between demon or tiefling. I'll go with the. Tiefling.
Unfortunately, that is also incorrect. The correct answer was djinn or genies.
Most
of their original lore, genies are born from smokeless flame.
You should have mentioned rubbing a lamp.
You should have said rubbing one out.
Could've.
Yeah. They come out whenever you rub one out.
Easy.
I would have known right
there. You said that actually. These genies are always encouraging you to rub one out.
Yeah.
Or these creatures.
Rub me off, dude. Rub me off. Come on.
These genies.
All right. So now.
Which number?
The tiebreaker is going to be the not so dead 100.
Let's
see who wins. Or if you guys both tie and just owe me $2,200. So let's find out.
Perfect.
This creature may die, but it always is reborn instantly from its own smithereens. Dala?
A phoenix, baby.
What? That's correct. Jean Grey. That is a phoenix hooked on phoenix.
You can give my points to Gibbledang, though, so that he wins.
Goes up 100. No. Oh, no? Dala, you did it. You won.
No.
Don't give away your victory.
I knew.
You
I knew one. I knew Ents.
Look at that.
I got Ents right once.
You did honestly that the Ents and the
Warhammer that one was fucking crazy. That was pulled out of my ass.
Yeah, that was so
that one was funny. Actually just straight out of my ass, which is great.
Yes, that's all good answers come.
Speaking of come,
so that was fantasy was Mad Jeopardy.
Yay!
So I apologize.
Already,
just to start things off here afterwards, I apologize. I think I might have made some of them a little too difficult.
No, you're good. Like we just need to brush up on our skills.
I think that's what it really comes down
how much
to.
Mm-hmm. How much of a nerd you were, we weren't.
Yeah, both of you have been shirking in your nerd duties.
That's
actually
fair.
And I'm here. This is actually an audit.
See, well, that's why you
owe me $2,100.
That's not. I owe less. Oh yeah, at least
these are fines.
These are. Yeah. Oh, I love that though. I wish the IRS would come to me and be like, "Here's the trivia game. If you could win, let's see how much you owe, and I can work my way the fuck out."
Oh my god,
that'd be so
the
nice.
Perfect society. Oh my god,
it's like fun trivia.
Yeah,
games.
The perfect society.
I think the IRS should let you take a test like you're in school mm-hmm. to prove you know things,
yeah.
like just general knowledge. And if you're like, if it's good enough, they're like, yeah, you're not doing a lot, but you're like, you're a productive member of society.
Yeah.
Like, you know stuff. It's good to have you around. All right. Less taxes.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. There you go. See, there should.
And if you don't, you get sent to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you score a zero, they immediately put you in at the RFK Jr.'s
labor
new work
camp.
Farms.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Sorry, you're going to the depression fields. All right.
That was fun.
Well, thank
yeah.
you so much, you guys. That was great. Do you have any plugs or shout-outs?
You know what, plugs? I guess I want to do a plug for... you know, Blank Valley Films. It's last week. I talked about how it's gonna be doing a short film with them. Still excited for that.
Woo!
I saw a band recently, Honey Revenge.
Ooh.
They were really cool.
I don't know them, but
go check them
cool.
out. Pop band, really nice. Other than that, not much else. What about you, Dala?
I think just the only thing I was going to shout out, really, I guess, is Happy Pride Month. We're probably a week or two in at this point. But, you know, go out, watch some...
Happy Pride Month.
Yeah. I don't know if there's fantasy, gay movies, but go watch out. Go out and find one and let me know, because I'm curious to check out some queer fantasy media. And then just, you know...
Ooh. Some fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then just also Damn. As always, you know, make sure you're following us on Instagram, YouTube, everywhere at No Dumb Idea. What about you, Gym Leader Nate?
For me, feel free to find me anywhere on social media as Gym Leader Nate. Other than that, I just want to give a big shout out. A big shout out to Icing Death and Twinkle Twinkle. Yeah.
Shout out to Glimbles.
Yeah, Twinkle and Twinkle. Woo.
Was it Glimblins?
Glimblins.
That's what it was.
Glimblins.
Glimblins.
Yes.
They're gonna swarm ya.
Shout out
to Jutsu being from demons from outer space.
Yeah.
That's good.
Shout out Animorphs, too. You didn't get enough love in this episode. Maybe.
Shout out Animorphs. Honestly, I should have included Animorphs.
It's okay. It's a little more sci-fi-y.
Shout out Anderlin, Aragorn's sword.
Yeah.
Anduril.
And the dragon from whatever Aragorn.
Anderlin.
And the dragon. Anti-shout out for J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
Your books
yeah.
suck and I hate you.
Fuck you. Happy All Pride right. Month.
Yeah, I hate you. Yeah, happy Pride Month. Shout out to Pride Month.
Shout out to
Gay Elves.
Gelves.
Asterion.
Yeah, Gelves. Asterion. Shout out to Asterion from Baldur's Gate 3. Yeah. And hopefully more gay elves to come.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
I genuinely am hoping there is like All a gay right. fantasy movie.
Oh, that would be... if there isn't one, we should make it.
Right now. Let's start writing.
Yeah, right now. All right, we're gonna hang up this room.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.